After decades of displaying the history of Newmarket, the Elman W. Campbell Museum is now honoring its own history for visitors. The museum celebrated its 40th anniversary this year with a commemoration ceremony and displays recognizing the museum and its founder. Since its founding in June 1982, the museum has been a central institution to research, study and preserve the history of the town of Newmarket. There are some really, really dedicated residents of Newmarket who are really passionate about our history, maintaining our history and sharing our history, Municipal Director of Recreation and Culture Colin Service said. We've been able to bring new displays and fresh displays. Our collections and artifacts continue to grow. It's really because of the residents of Newmarket. The museum was first established in 1981, spearheaded by its namesake, Elman W. Campbell, a longtime businessman in the community. With support from then-Mayor Ray Twinney, the museum officially opened June 25, 1982, gathering artifacts from various sources. The new nonprofit institution would have to move around in its initial years. It started at the corner of a vacated fire hall at Main and Millard Streets, before going to 543 Timothy Street in 1990. Finally, it moved to its current location in 1996, at the former Regional Registry Building, the last 19th-century registry building in the region. The location officially opened May 3, 1997. The museum has been celebrating its 40th, also known as a Ruby anniversary, throughout the year. Besides themed events and crafts throughout 2022, it also held a special ceremony for the anniversary June 22, including council members, staff and volunteers. We view it as really important to have a museum in the first place, Service said, to have a place we can acknowledge and celebrate our history. In keeping with that sort of belief, it made a lot of sense to acknowledge our own history of that building and the artifacts within. Since its founding, the museum has kept a consistent source of the town's history, housing a variety of displays along with archives. It is owned by the municipality and run by the nonprofit board. The Friends of the Museum is another group of volunteers that help support the museum through fundraising and promotional activities, along with operating the gift shop. For its 40th anniversary, the museum's displays currently include the history of both itself and its namesake founder. Campbell was a famed figure in the community, operating a stationery business on Main Street for 43 years. He became president of the Newmarket Historical Society from 1978 to 1982. He was named Citizen of the Year in 1975 and he and his wife, Betty Campbell, were crowned King and Queen at the town centennial celebration in 1980. His legacy has lived on in the namesake museum, which he has financially supported. He provided more than $400,000 to the museum, $350,000 of which is administered in perpetuity to the museum operations. He passed away in 1991 at age 86. The museum remains important to the town's culture, Service said. Knowing where you've come from and what has led you to that point can really influence where we're going, he said. It's important to keep that top of mind as we continue to navigate and grow as a town. For that, Service said the town hopes bring the museum out more into the community. He said they intend to have more initiatives and displays from the museum that takes place outside its walls. What we'd like to see is the benefits of the museum, some of the collections and some of the programs that we're able to offer be beyond the walls, he said. Bring the museum out of the museum. With files from Richard MacLeod.